Hi, Maria here from CaminoWays.com. Today we're going to introduce the Camino Primitivo. While it is not the most well-known, the Camino Primitivo is in fact the oldest of the Camino pilgrim routes to Santiago de Compostela, hence its name, which translates as the original way. King Alfonso II was the first ever pilgrim on this route. He walked from the city of Oviedo in Asturias to Santiago back in the 9th century with a mission to confirm that the remains found in Santiago were indeed those of St. James the Apostle. In a way, we can say that King Alfonso II wasn't just the first ever Camino pilgrim, but could nearly claim the title of creator of the Camino. At the time, Oviedo was the capital of the Kingdom of Asturias, and the king's pilgrimage inspired many others to make the journey to Santiago de Compostela. Pilgrims on the Camino Primitivo came not only from Asturias and other parts of northern Spain, but also from further afield and overseas. Pilgrims from northern countries, for instance, would travel by sea, landing on the northern shores of Spain before continuing their journey on foot. Once the capital of the kingdom was moved to León, however, the Camino Francés took over as the main route to Santiago for pilgrims from the 11th century onwards. But many pilgrims still chose to visit Oviedo San Salvador Cathedral, a pilgrimage destination in its own right. The Savior Cathedral is home to a shroud believed to have been used to wrap Christ's head after his death. Today, only about 5% of the total pilgrims to Santiago choose the Camino Primitivo. For instance, in 2017, there was over 13,000 on their route. Its mountainous and challenging terrain make it a difficult trail for Camino newbies, but it's perfect for adventurous pilgrims and those looking for a more rustic Camino experience. The trail is still wonderfully rugged, rural, and untouched in many parts, particularly the first section of the trail from Oviedo to Lugo. As you walk the quiet tracks and forests of the Camino Primitivo, you will nearly feel as if you're stepping back in time. If you're not sure this challenge will be manageable, but still would like to discover the first ever Camino route, don't worry, you can start your journey from the city of Lugo and skip the mountainous and rural section of the trail. Lugo is a wonderful city packed with things to do, see and taste. It is located over 100 kilometers away from Santiago, so it will mean that you can still get your Compostela pilgrim certificate in Santiago. What's not to be missed on the Camino Primitivo? Well, we think that you should definitely pay homage to San Salvador in Oviedo Cathedral, take in the panoramic views of the mountains, experience the hospitality of the towny country villages along the route, walk the impressive Roman wall wrapped around Lugo's old town, and of course, sample pulpo in Melide, where the Camino Primitivo joins the famous Camino Francés. It will take you approximately 2 weeks to walk the full Camino Primitivo from Oviedo, which is 311 kilometers long. We recommend you take at least one rest day approximately after the first week. In Lugo, for instance, would be a good spot for a rest day. If you rather only walk from Lugo, you can complete the trail in just about a week. The Camino Primitivo, along with the Camino del Norte, is also listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 2015. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information about the routes or to book your trip, contact our travel specialists at CaminoWays.com.